Those who lived in the communities surrounding the town of Sparta were simply known as the neighbours, or in Greek, the perioikoi. They were left a degree of local autonomy, but they were subject to service in the Spartan army and always were under the control of Spartan officers, of Spartiates, I should say. Spartiates who were unable to meet their obligations to their community, and I'll define what these obligations were in a moment, were then dropped to a lower status and lost their citizen rights and were known as the inferiors. And below this elite group of the Spartiates, there then was an entire class of serfs made up of the people of Laconia, who were not full Spartiates, and the people, of course, as we've seen, of Messenia. Now, the relationship between these helots and their Spartiate masters is quite simply: the Spartiate master has a land allocation, a property, a ranch, a station, call it what you will, and it is worked for him by this slave population. Each Spartiate also has a helot who accompanies him into war as a kind of batman, a helper, and on some occasions the Spartan army will allow helots actual military service, which of course then will be rewarded by being released from servitude. This very hierarchical society, in which people had an absolutely fixed place, hardly changed for 300 years. It was all predicated on the enslavement of Messenia and the closing of Spartan society. In order to maintain this rigid order, all of the institutions of Sparta, and particularly those associated with childhood and with the lives of men, were predicated on this notion of creating an absolute superiority of the Spartiate class. So, for example, children were raised not with private families, with their parents, but rather were raised with other children of the same age. And this is a system that's not unparalleled in other societies. The Maasai have a kind of similar system, which is also oriented towards age cohorts, and children proceed through their education living with the children of the same age, growing up in dormitories. Of course, in the Spartan system, the entire intention of this is that every minute of the child's existence should be predicated on honing his military skills, athletic training and military training, designed to make these boys hardier, stronger, more reliable as warriors. In addition to this, while children were going through this educational system known as the agoge, they were also exposed to another institution of Spartan society, which is really quite extraordinary, known as the krypteia. It comes from a Greek word which means the hidden thing. The krypteia is a kind of secret police that exists in Sparta. And that secret police is really made up of boys as they are undergoing their training. It would be comparable to us commissioning young men who are in ROTC to go off as a secret police force. And they are dispatched to live off the land and to learn endurance. So sent away for weeks at a time with nothing but a single dagger and then told to survive on their own. There is one other aspect of the krypteia which is often remarked on in our ancient sources, and that is if in the course of their wanderings and their living off the land, these Spartan boys happen to come across a helot, they may kill him with impunity. This is, I believe, designed to be a kind of terror technique that makes sure that helots will always be on their land. They can be accounted for. If they are not penned up on the farm where they're meant to be at night, and you come across them somewhere on the road, then they shouldn't be there. And so they're killed. This is a hideous institution, but I think it's attested in the sources, and I think it exists. In order to further inculcate this idea that you, as a Spartiate, are really only one of a class rather than an individual, you continue to live with your peers even when you become an adult. You dine with them every day in a common mess hall, which is known, this whole system is known as the system of syssitia, or common mess halls.